am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world. Never at a loss, as people know. Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game is literally right around the corner. Obviously, people excited about that. We got Wimbledon happening right behind me on the TV. I love watching that. Breakfast at Wimbledon, nothing like that. Obviously, NBA free agency is absolutely insane-o. And obviously, the boys of summer playing baseball. It's just good stuff all around, man. And obviously, this too. NFL football is right around the corner. Camps and things like that are getting underway. So, Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you?
I am doing very well on this kind of, muggy morning down here in the Valley of the Sun because of some monsoons. But let's talk some sports, man. I was watching your sport. I was watching a little bit of Wimbledon this morning as I was waking up. So we can get into that for sure.
Yeah, a little later in the program, too, we'll talk to Ari Wolf, our insider on Wimbledon and pretty much NFL football. So, yeah, that'll be a good conversation with him. But on the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, maybe hockey, who the heck knows. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm assuming we have John Poulter. We do. There he is. Good to know. Welcome back in, everybody. Like I said, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. John, do we have you? Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints, John. Another day in paradise. You don't hear Mike bragging about the weather and all that stuff, but it's okay. It's all right. I'm not mad at him. But in all honesty, our weather's great now, too. I like the heat. I love the heat. It's fantastic.
Yeah. You and I, you have it almost a lot better than we do right now. When I looked at the weather network this morning at 10:30, both Scottsdale and Toronto were at 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The difference was in Scottsdale, it felt like 86. In Toronto, it felt like 102. And it's only 10:30 in the morning. So looking at an uncomfortable day, I think.
You know what, though? You could be a little more comfortable when your Toronto Blue Jays are in first place. And they've got a three-game lead right now over the Yankees. Like, what has happened to the New York Yankees? They lost six in a row. They've been playing terrible. The Jays, the Blue Jays, your guys, are on a seven-game win streak, and they've catapulted themselves into first place. And I'm starting out different today because this is great news for you, man. Congratulations on this.
It is wonderful news. When we spoke last week, the Yankees were three games up on the Blue Jays. Yankees 47-35, the Blue Jays 44-38. Thanks to a four-game sweep against the Yankees this week, first time that they've swept four games from the Yankees in Toronto in the history of the franchise, And all of a sudden, the Jays, combined with the Yankees' continued losing streak against the Mets after they went back to New York City, all of a sudden, the Jays are sitting here with a three-game lead. And, boy, what a difference a week makes. Seven in a row, as you mentioned, and, you know, sweeping four from the Yankees anywhere is great news, but when it's here and it's at this time of year and it puts the team into first place is really good news. And looking at the stats, since the 31st of May, the Blue Jays have played at a 677 clip. The only team that's been better in that period is Houston at 742. So fair value for their money, I think it's a two-month plus almost a week range that we're looking at here, so it's not fluky.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
I am very enthused about your Toronto Blue Jays holding that lead over the Yankees, and I thought of you, and I was like, oh, he's probably dancing in the streets right now with that three-game lead, even though it's just a three-game lead. Seeing the Yankees where they're at is always a good thing. But my question is simply this. When you take a look at the standings and you take a look at the National League East and that race, I mean, it's really between Philly and the Mets right now. What do you think going down the stretch here and you know, the trade deadline and all that kind of stuff, what's it going to take for one of those teams kind of win that division?
Well, I think the key is that both have to stay healthy, and I think you'll find that when one of them makes a move, either before the trade deadline or at the trade deadline, you'll see the other one counter it. You know, we've seen that many times with the Yankees and the Red Sox over the years, the Dodgers and the Giants over the years, various teams in the National League Central, depending on who was in first place and who was in second place around the trade deadline. I don't see that being any different, and as always, the games between the two teams from here till the end of the season might be the games that decide that, and to be very honest, I have not looked at the schedule to determine how many more head-to-head games there are between those two teams. I will do that before next week's show, but I just think that these two teams have been back and forth all season. Mets playing extremely well at home, and Blue Jay fans are Mets fans this weekend, hoping that they can sweep the Yankees in that series as well.
Yeah, good point. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Okay, so looking at things, as you kind of alluded to already, but the Blue Jays now with 51 wins, right? The Tigers have 56 wins, and if I'm not mistaken, that's the most in all of baseball. The Astros have found themselves, John. They've got 54 wins now. They're separating themselves. They're seven games ahead. The Tigers, my concern for a team like the Tigers, with a 12.5 game lead already, like, how do they stay focused? Just being honest, John, because they this thing looks like, I don't want to say this, but it looks like it's already a wrap. You know what I mean? Like 12.5 game lead by All-Star break? Like that seems incredibly large, Sean. So how does Detroit stay motivated?
Well, I think they just have to go out there and try and make sure that they take it series by series and make sure that they win every series. You know, try and win two out of three. Try and make sure that on a four-game series you split it at 2-2 or even better, go 3-1. I think they almost have to, you know, going back to all these lines that we hear players and managers say, you know, we got to take it one game at a time and all that kind of stuff. I think they have to take it one series at a time. And I think that things are going to change a little bit because if you look at that division, other than the Tigers, nobody else is 500. The Twins are in second place at 43 and 46. And, you know, how do you explain the Cleveland Guardians 1-9 in their last 10, 9 in a row, and 7 games below 500? Like, did any of us see that coming? I know I certainly didn't. So I think that the Tigers have to make sure that they go out and try and win every series, and instead of saying, well, we're 12.5 up, I think they have to make sure that they win every series that they play till the end of the year. I think that's really the only way they can look at it, because other than that, I think it could become a bit of a distraction.
John, I'm going to bring this up for Andy's sake and my sake. We'll probably be going back and forth with this till the end of the year. But the Cubs and the Brewers, Cubs and Brewers are, you know, top of the Central in the National League, and obviously being a Cubs fan, you know, you just kind of hang on. You're just like praying on hope for this to kind of stay where it's at. But, you know, you've talked about Milwaukee, you know, you anticipate them getting a little better, the pitching and the Cubs schedule getting tougher on them. 4-game lead. Do you still hold to those thoughts that it's, you know, we got to wait and see how Chicago plays with a tougher schedule?
Yeah, very much so. Looking at it this morning, Cubs 53-36, 51 games against teams over 500, where they're 3 games under at 24-27. They've cleaned up in the team against teams under 500. They're 29-9. These games are going to get tougher, and both the Cardinals and Milwaukee are over 500 in that division. You know there's going to be a lot of games between the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Cubs and the Brewers. So I think the Cubs have to stay focused like the Tigers do and make sure they take 2 out of every 3 or 3 out of every 4. But, you know, I can see both St. Louis and Milwaukee closing that gap over time. I don't think the Cubs are... what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't think they're a fictitious team, but I think they're performing much better than any of us thought, and probably even you as a Cub fan are pleasantly surprised that they're playing as well as they are.
Oh, yeah.
They took advantage of the fact that the rest of the teams in that division got off to really slow starts, and the Cubs got off to a good start. But I think that gap will close, and like the National League East, I think it'll come down to the games between the three teams. And the fact that there's 3 teams involved rather than 2 means that there's a pretty good chance that one team is going to jump ahead of the other 2 or one team is going to fall behind the other 2 every night because there's all 3 of them are playing. So, again, I have not looked at the schedule to see what Cubs, Cardinals, and Brewers have left between the 3 of them, and I will do that before next week's show. But I just think that the Cubs have to keep playing baseball and good baseball, and like everybody else in this day and age, have to stay healthy, especially the pitching staff.
If I remember correctly, last week when we talked about this, it was a 2.5-game lead for your Cubbies, Mike. Now it's 4. The Brew Crew got to keep winning, man. Like, they just got to keep winning, play game by game. I don't think they can take it series by series. I think they got to take it game by damn game. We'll keep the conversation going on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. For John Poulter, it's 12 John Poulter. You can always check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on IG. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook, and it's the real Dorf on Sports on IG. All right, let's get back into this, fellas. And then I do want to obviously ask you about the All-Star break. But speaking of that, like, does it really feel like we're 87 to 90 games into the regular season, John? I mean, it seems like it's flying by to me.
It is flying by for sure. I just looked at it the other day, I guess about a week ago, and I think I made the comment actually when we were talking about it that every team was within one or two games of the halfway point of their schedule. And, you know, where has the season gone? It doesn't seem that long ago that we were talking about the Cubs and the Dodgers going to Tokyo for a three-game series to start the season a week ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, John, you know, we talk about these teams that are in playoff contention, in the lead. The one thing, the one story that keeps just creeping up on me, and I'm just going, what does this organization do, is the Colorado Rockies. Like, they are having a historically bad, and that's putting it mildly, and, you know, for all the kids listening, you know, clean version of what Rocky fans could be saying right now. But what does Major League Baseball do with the Rockies? What does that organization need? I mean, there's probably 1,000 different ideas about how to improve things in Denver, but if you had to wave your magic wand, or what do you think is going to maybe turn this around at some point, to not this year or maybe next year, but just so that they're somewhat relevant? Because you think about the Rockies, they've had good teams in the past, they've had great players in the past, but now it's just the last couple of years have just been just putrid for that organization.
Yeah, I think it's a number of things, Mike. I think the obvious one is that they're playing in a division where there are two teams, the Padres and the Dodgers, that are clearly head and shoulders above everybody else, and the Giants and the Diamondbacks are not that far behind. That leaves the Rockies as the only team that's kind of underwater. I got to wonder about management there, and I say this for a couple of reasons. It has been a number of years since that team was competitive. I think their last winning season was 2018, maybe 2019. It's a long time ago. That's a long time to be in a rebuild. So I have to wonder just what's been going on there. The other thing that concerns me, and I'm looking at stats now, remembering stats now that I looked up maybe about a month ago, and the Rockies had their four farm teams, none of them were over 500. I think I shouldn't say that. I think one of their four farm teams was over 500, like at about two games over. Everybody else was buried, just like the Major League team is. So you have to wonder what is coming, number one. Number two, That means they can't fix it through free agency, because very few free agents are going to go to an organization that has no chance, or looks like it has no chance, of winning in the near future. But what's really scary is, you know, up until last year, we always talked about the New York Mets, how bad they were, then the White Sox sort of quote-unquote caught and passed them. I'm looking at the stats, and as of this morning, the Rockies have played 89 games. They are 20-69. When everybody else had played 89 games, the Mets were playing at a 270 pace. Even the White Sox were playing at a 281 pace. The Rockies are playing at 225. That's a huge deficit over even last year's White Sox, which were the worst team in history. So I don't think it's going to get any better in the near future. I think Major League Baseball maybe needs to take a look at ownership there and see what's going on.
Once again, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're breaking down Major League Baseball. Not even quite a week away from the All-Star Game, John. Are you excited about the All-Star Game? Are you excited about the All-Star Weekend? Are you looking forward to it at all?
No. I think we've talked about this before, and my mind has not changed on this. I used to love the baseball All-Star Game. It was the game in all the major sports. It was the game that was the All-Star Game that was closest to what you would see in a regular season game. Players wore their own uniforms. You knew who the players were. Most players had played for one team for a lengthy period of time. Most players had played in the American League for most of their careers, or the National League for most of their careers. Now it's essentially one big league. It's kind of like the NFL, a national conference and an American conference. I just don't enjoy the game anymore. I just find it hard to follow. And to me, the biggest thing is this issue with uniforms. Seeing these guys in these American League uniforms and National League uniforms rather than team uniforms, to me that has taken everything away from the baseball All-Star Game as the three of us would remember it.
Yeah, it's interesting because the NBA is looking to kind of tweak theirs, right, where they're going to have the world playing against the USA or something like that. How do you think that would fly in baseball if they tried something like that?
I think it would be really interesting because there's a lot less U.S. players in the major leagues now. I mean, you look at all the Latin countries, so the number of Canadians in the league, a lot of the Asian players, and, you know, most of the players from Latin America and Asia are good quality players. You know, we're not talking about guys that are the 24th, 25th, and 26th man on a roster just kind of filling a uniform. We're talking about stars, you know, and especially the Japanese pitchers and especially the guys in Los Angeles. But, you know, even looking at the number of Canadians in the league today, I think it would be a great game. I think the Americans might actually come out on the lower end of it because there's so many talented Latins and Asians and Canadians in the major leagues today.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting thought for them to try that. So I'm just curious your thoughts on this, because I don't have the answer to it, and maybe you do. Because I'm looking around the different divisions in Major League Baseball, and I'm torn between thinking the best baseball is being played in the American League East, or is the best baseball being played in the National League Central? So you be the voice of reason here, because to me, those seem like the two best divisions in all of baseball, at least as far as being competitive with their, you know, with their fellow division teams, right? So is it the American League East or is it the National League Central?
It's hard to tell because you watch one division more than the other, and I watch the other division more than you do because our teams are in those two divisions. So you know, I don't see an awful lot of National League Central games. I see a lot of American League East games because I watch the Blue Jays probably four or five nights a week, and I try and keep up with what the other teams are doing. And I check in on the Central, two or three times a week just to see what's happening there. I think they're competitive in different sorts of ways. You know, in terms of the Central, we've got the Cubs coming back to everybody else, specifically the Brewers after that terrible start. And in the American League East, we've got the Yankees falling away and the Jays and the Rays coming up and catching them. So I think they're different from that standpoint, but I think they're both extremely entertaining baseball. I'd have to leave to the American League East simply because that's where my interests lie. you would probably feel the other way because your interests are in the National League Central.
Yeah, it's close. I think they're really like neck and neck. And then I guess you could put the National League West right there, you know, as far as the third best divisions. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. John, my question is simply this. You know, Ohtani worked a couple of innings the other night, and you know, there's tons of guys that go down, pitchers that go down to like AAA to get some work in. Are the Dodgers just not going to do that? They're just like, hey, let's pitch him an inning, a two innings, like a different way of looking at it to kind of rehab him?
I think they have to look at it differently, Mike, simply because he's a totally different animal in terms of what we normally see from an injured pitcher coming back. You don't want to send him to AAA to hone his pitching skills where he's going to pitch every fifth or sixth day and take his bat out of the Dodger lineup for five or six games.
Right.
You just can't do that. And, of course, they have to tread very carefully with him because of the investment that he is and how unique he is. But you sit back and think about it. It's got to be a mental strain on him because pitchers have to go through a certain routine thinking about the opposition they're going to play in the next time that they start. They've got to get rested. They've got to get their bullpen work in. And hitters have to concentrate as well. So I have to wonder what the strain is on him mentally as much as it is on him physically doing what he's going to be trying to do. But, I mean, this guy is such a unique talent. We may never see anything like it again in our lifetime. So maybe he's the best guy to deal with it.
Great stuff as always, John. We appreciate you. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll probably talk a little bit about the All-Star game a little bit more that time. So have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Always fun to chat with you. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball for us like nobody's business, baby. That's why we got him. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, Mike and I will start rapping about the sports world a little bit more. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get us get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, let's get into this, man. I know that you and I are big-time NBA hoop fans. The free agency market has obviously come. And my Milwaukee Bucks, I got to tell you, I like what they have done. They obviously have to pay a guy that isn't going to be playing for them and probably not playing all season next year, when I'm talking about Damian Lillard, as we all know. But when you can go out and turn that around and get Miles Turner, who, in my humble opinion, is a better version, a younger version, a better version of Brooke Lopez, and just kind of fill that void, I like it. I really like it a lot. And then KPJ is coming back. Gary Trent Jr. is coming back. Torian Prince is coming back. And Giannis is out there working out with dudes in Greece. So at the end of the day, my friend, I think the direction of the Milwaukee Bucks is just fine. Yes, they're going to be paying a lot of money to a guy that's not playing for them, but you can't just sit still. In today's sports world, bro, you cannot just sit still. And they did not sit still. They made a huge splash, in my humble opinion, getting Miles Turner to the Milwaukee Bucks. Nobody saw this coming. This is completely out of left field for the Milwaukee Bucks to pull this off. So I got to say, as far as it goes, grade-wise, I give them an A, man. I think they flat out killed it as far as how they took care of their free agency this offseason.
No, they did a really good job, and the only thing that I hope for your Bucks is that the money that they have to pay Dame doesn't come back to kind of halt them in terms of free agent signings and going over into the luxury tax and, you know, that kind of thing. But you're right. No one saw this coming at all in terms of waving Damian Lillard, and then getting the big shock to me wasn't so much, the bigger shock to me was getting Miles Turner, like, than waving Dame. But I understand why they waived Dame. It was connected to trying to get the loosen up the money for Turner. It surprised me that Indiana didn't re-sign Turner at all. He was their one big that could stretch the floor, get you stuff inside, rebound, rim protect, all that kind of stuff. And he went to a team that his Pacers don't like that. That's the Bucks and the Pacers has kind of blossomed into a little bit of a rivalry, like a heated type rivalry. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing? Going there. So that surprised me. But on the other end of it, Andy, it didn't surprise me that the Pacers didn't sign him, because the Pacers haven't gone into the luxury tax in like 20, 25 years. They don't necessarily spend the money. The ownership doesn't like to go in and get luxury tax at all. And so, by all reports, Andy, like Halliburton, Nembhard, all those guys, they're pissed. You know, like Turner, like, what? Where are you going? What are you doing? And then they're also probably a little ticked off at ownership for not ponying up some money to keep their rim protector, stretch 4-5 guy on the team that's literally coming off game 7 of the NBA Finals. So watching what Indiana's going to be this upcoming season is going to be interesting, because now they don't have Turner. Halliburton's basically, he'll be out the whole year for sure with his Achilles injury. So, you know, in the end, I think, yeah, Milwaukee did a great job, and the Eastern Conference is wide open, you know, compared to the West. The Western Conference is an arms race to see who they can get. And I'm telling you, in the West, I like Denver. I like what Denver did. They got rid of Michael Porter Jr. I think Denver's in a frame of mind like, let's get back to what we were, you know, just a couple of years ago, winning the title. So it's going to be an interesting season coming up. The summer league has already started. The kid from Baylor for the 76ers had a game last night, and it's going to be an exciting year in the NBA, I believe.
Yeah, he definitely lit it up. 28-10 and something. I can't remember the rest of the stat line, but absolutely,
yeah,
solid game. I think Atlanta did well as also. You know, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Luke Kennard, and then obviously Porzingis, the guy from your squad, the Boston Celtics. They pick him up, but they lose Capella, they lose LeVert, they lose Larry Nance Jr., Niang, who I believe went to you guys. Terrence Mann, and then looking at what Boston did, they, like I said, they got Niang, they got Luke Garza, Josh Minot, and then obviously Anthony Simmons. That's huge for them. But they lose Drew Holiday, Luke Kornet, and Kristaps Porzingis, two big dudes. Like Luke Kornet, I think he was undervalued there in Boston, bro. Remember what he did when Porzingis wasn't playing? Yeah, I don't know. Like, why didn't they try to keep Luke Kornet? I'm just curious. He goes to the Spurs, bro. That like, again, I understand. Like, you're trying to cut the salaries and things like that, because you're paying two guys a huge amount of money, and one of those guys probably isn't playing next year. But Drew Holiday, Luke Kornet, and Porzingis, they were decent pieces that you had there in Boston, bro.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. Drew and Porzingis were let go because of salary. Those two things are salary dumps, and anybody who wants to tell me otherwise, I'm not going to listen to them, because that's what it was. Kornet, they couldn't afford Kornet. Kornet was not going to get 4 years and $40 million from Boston. But if Boston had the money to spend, they would have given it to Kornet. Kornet was beloved in Boston. He developed his game. He was developed there, and I know that he loved being in Boston and being a part of that team. But, you know, look, when you've been making, I think he was making like $3 or $4 million, you know, which is, you know, for you and me, hey, that ain't chump change. Give me a pen to sign the contract. But in NBA terms, you know, he's kind of making veteran minimum type money. Now he gets like a $7 or $8 million raise going to San Antonio, a state that doesn't have an income tax at all.
Sure,
It's almost a no-brainer. for Cornette, and I will always love Cornette. I love what he brings to the game. He has a lot of energy. He has a personality to go along with it, and he's very cerebral. Like he played at Vanderbilt, so he's not a dummy in terms of playing the game and understanding the game and understanding what needs to happen. But I just think Boston just couldn't afford him at the $10 million, and I don't blame Cornette for doing what he did.
All right, so looking at Denver, I kind of like what Denver did as well, my friend. I talked to you about this the other day. Well, not only that, they picked up some decent ballers. So they pick up Bruce Brown, who I mentioned to you before, undrafted players making an impact on the NBA. I like what the Bucks did as well here, and I didn't mention this earlier, but Mark Sears, the kid from Alabama, undrafted. The Bucks signed him to a two-way. I think they have thoughts and visions that this guy can be their point man of the future. That's what I got to think with that. And that's why it makes sense to me to bring in a really crafty seasoned veteran like a Chris Paul potentially to Milwaukee. There's an outside shot at this too, like I mentioned to you the other day on the phone, I believe. Outside shot that Drew could come back to Milwaukee too, if Portland buys him out. That would be a shocker to say the least, right? But looking at what Denver did, I like what they did. Bruce Brown, Cam Johnson, that trade with him for Michael Porter, basically the same player if you ask me. They're very similar, and they're basically the same age too. So you don't like lose or win much with that, but you get a steady guy, right? I like Tim Hardaway Jr., man. Like that was... To me, that's a good get, and then they get a backup in Valanciunas. I think that's a pretty awesome get. I think Denver's right back there again, man. I think they retooled and they're set to go. What say you?
Well, absolutely, they retooled, and I will say with the Cam Johnson signing, he's very similar to Michael Porter Jr., but he doesn't have the injuries that Michael Porter Jr. has either. So his availability is going to be great for Cam Johnson and him feeding off of Jokic, the two of them, the kind of high low kind of thing that they can do there I think is going to be great. Bruce Brown, heck, he won the title. He was on Denver when they won the title a couple years ago, and to bring this, like, you know, just a veteran presence off the bench. You know, someone that can kind of maybe from time to time settle the young guys down or just keep that second unit ready to go. And then, you know, I do think that, you know, as much as I like Jamal Murray, he has a little bit to prove this upcoming year. I didn't really look at him having all that great of a year. He was hampered by some injuries, so I know Murray's going to be motivated to show everybody, hey, look, we just won a title a couple years ago, and I was a big part of that, and I'm going to get back to that. So, yeah, Denver, you know, as much as people want to look at OKC and, you know, their young core that they got, when you're led by Jokic and Murray, and now you add Brown, Johnson, you know, and all the rest of the pickups to Denver, you know, Denver probably looked at, hey, what do we need to do to beat OKC? To get back to the finals, and I think they're addressing that, and I think those games with OKC next year and Denver is going to be just fire.
Yeah, the Rockets really probably the most active team in free agency and re-signing guys. Steven Adams, they brought him back. Aaron Holiday, Jeff Green, Jabari Smith Jr. Fred VanVleet, like they went all out, man. They brought in Capella, they brought in Kevin Durant, and then they get Dorian Finney-Smith. I mean, basically, they got a whole new squad. It's insane. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up the hour. We'll put a bow on this bad boy, and then hour number two will be on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. And by the way, you could be part of our program if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Just a couple minutes left here, my friend, in this hour. Hour two, we'll continue rapping about the NBA. We'll get more into the free agency. We'll continue going through, you know, what some of these teams did throughout their offseason. I'm really kind of shocked about one thing right now, at least at this moment in time, and that's the Golden State Warriors. Lots of talk about them making moves, right? And they've done absolutely nothing. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of curious what's going on there in Golden State. Do you have any clue?
I have no clue, but it's actually kind of a little bit funny to me because everybody wants, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that want Curry to win one more title before he hangs him up, that kind of thing. But one day Derek White's going, you know, being traded out there to Golden State. The next day, Giannis is going out there. Like, I've heard LeBron, you know, getting up there and all that kind of stuff. And just the wild speculation with all of this, and just not the Golden State Warriors, but just everything around free agency and trades is it's almost comical, but it's very soap opera ish and I'm gonna tell everybody right now, I am here for it. I love all that stuff, and but it is what it is, man.
Yeah, and the latest is this nonsense about LeBron maybe going to New York. Again, people like to create right. narratives. They love creating narratives, man. I think LeBron is in LA, man, and that's where he's gonna stay. And he's gonna stick around because his other son might be ready to play in the league next year. So I just think it's funny listening to all these people. We got to take a pause for the cause. Hour one's in the books, hour two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. More NBA free agency action as DeAndre Ayton agreeing to sign a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. After moving from Portland to now LA, the free agent center will earn $34 million next season, and his deal includes a player option. Lots of games on the MLB scoreboard. Rays at home win over the Athletics by 1-6-5. Cardinals blank against the Pirates. Pirates on top 5-0. Padres win over the Phillies on the road 6-4. Tigers put up lots of points in a win over the Nationals on the road 11-2. Brewers get a win against the Mets 7-2. Phillies at home take the W against the Padres 5-1. Twins defeat the Marlins in a game 2-1. Yankees cannot get the job done. Blue Jays at home win big 11-9. Reds win over the Red Sox 8-4. Mets take the W against the Brewers 7-3. Braves win over the Angels 8-3. Orioles blank against the Rangers. Rangers out on top at home 6-0. Cubs defeat the Guardians 5-4. Astros blast off to a win against the Rockies 5-3. Giants take the lead over the Diamondbacks by 1-6-5. And the Mariners win against the Royals 3-2. Dodgers walk away victorious against the White Sox 5-4. To stay up to date on all things sports, and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram, and follow at Behind the Sports Show as well. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
2006, Red Wings legend Steve Yzerman officially retires from the NHL, finishing with 692 goals. Stevie Y led the Red Wings to three NHL championships in his 22-year career.
Gretzky had it, lost it. Yzerman picks it up. Yzerman moving. Blue line chance. Steve Yzerman!
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world, from Wimbledon, which I'm watching right now, a great match between Nori and Jari. What a crazy turn of events. It looks like Jari might get this third set. Was down two sets to none and back up against the wall in this third set breaker, and you know what, making the most of the opportunity. So good stuff here, and in about 40 minutes or so, we will have the great Ari Wolf to talk to about the Wimbledon action, maybe a little NFL action, and a little bit more. So all that is great. Baseball's in full throttle. We got the All-Star break coming up next week. Obviously, we got NBA free agency that we can continue talking about, and the king of all, NFL football, bro. You ready to rock and roll?
Oh, I am ready to rock and roll. And let's not forget about college football, too. If we talk NFL, we can talk college football, man. Media days and all that kind of stuff kind of kick it off, and we're just about there, man.
Yeah, it's the sports world. It's always moving. It's always grooving. And we're locked and loaded, man, ready to talk to you about it. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back on the other side here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Hey!
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Alrighty, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Like I said, in about, 30 minutes or so, we're going to hook up with the great Ari Wolf, and I'm actually texting with him right now because I was watching the end of that third set between Jari and Nori, and I'm watching where Nori is serving Mike on the ad side, and he's basically serving as if he's playing doubles, okay? And if you know anything about tennis, it's all about angles and creating angles, and Ari said the reason why he does this is because he thinks it gives him an advantage, but I said to him, well, based on that last point, I think the dude should change his mind a little bit because Jari chips a return down the line, okay, which is... So Nori's a lefty. So if he goes down the line, he's hitting it to his backhand, right? And then what does he do with that ball? He opens up the other side of the court, and then he can just blast the ball right past him on the forehand side. So and that's exactly what happened on the last point of that third set in the tiebreaker. Jari gets it done, and now we're going four sets. So Just interesting stuff, and obviously we'll get a better perspective from Ari Wolf, the great Ari Wolf, who is all over the map, whether it's TC, the Tennis Channel, you know, Sporting Network, you name it. The guy's calling games all over the place, right. And we're lucky enough to have him join us here and there. But I just found that to be somewhat interesting as to his strategy on where he was standing on that serve, and to me, it came back to bite him. Look, let's get back into the NBA free agency stuff for a moment, because I just mentioned to you before the break about LeBron potentially going to New York or something like that, or at least that's what the narrative now that people are trying to push.
Right.
I don't see it, but you know what? Stranger things have happened, right? Like, we didn't think, you know, you said this to me the other day. We didn't think Luka would get traded, right? So you never know what could happen. But if that does happen, I just wonder, how in the world do the New York Knicks have a roster? Because, you know, again, you're paying one dude 50-plus million. The only thing that makes sense to me about this right now, as I'm thinking about it when I'm talking to you, who's the new coach in New York? It's Mike Brown, right? And if right. we remember, Mike Brown and LeBron have a little bit of right. a history together. But other than that, my friend, I don't see how this makes any sense to anybody at this point in LeBron's career. Other than the fact, again, that Mike Brown is there. And let's keep it real. I think New York is pretty solid. They're pretty loaded, and they obviously might right now. They're one of the front runners in the Eastern Conference because of the way the Eastern Conference, the landscape of it is. And let's not forget, sure. they did just go to the Eastern Conference Finals as well. So, but I don't see it. Do you see this in any scenario?
No, I don't see this at all. I figure it'd be almost dereliction of duty if New York were to do this, because let's face it, Jalen Brunson signed a kind of an undervalued contract to save the team money so they could go out and spend other money on other guys to sign him to put around Jalen. You assume a guy, you take over responsibility of a guy whose contract is basically $53 million. That blows all that kind of stuff out of the water. And if you're LA, who are you going to get in return? You can't get fair value in return for LeBron. You just can't. You know, it would be one of those things to me where if LeBron were to do that, he gets traded, the whole thing. It could be a very Miami Heat, LeBron Miami Heat kind of deal where, you know, hey, look, your starting five may look pretty good, but you got no bench. You got nothing coming off that bench. And you need a bench to win a title in the NBA. And I think doing a deal like this would just be, would be wrong for the Lakers. It'd be wrong for New York. Like I said, it'd be kind of dereliction of duty if you're the GM of New York. And dear God, Andy, you and I both know New York fans, New York Knicks fans can just about be insufferable when something like this happens. I mean, you saw how crazy they went when they beat Boston. They get to the Eastern Conference Finals. You would have thought that basketball starts and stops with the Knicks. So I don't see this happening. I just think it would be a bad idea. I think I agree with you, Andy. I think LeBron is in LA until he says, you know, I'm done, kind of deal. So we'll see what happens, but I can't see this happening at all.
How do you think DeAndre Ayton helps the Los Angeles Lakers? 'Cause quite frankly, I personally think it's a really nice fit, honestly. You know, we're talking about a guy that was a former number one draft pick, and obviously he's had some troubles, right, with his NBA career. But we've all talked about, like, change of scenery, situational type stuff.
Right.
I think this is a pretty good situation for DeAndre Ayton. What do you think?
Oh, look, you know, L.A., the Lakers were in need of some more rim protection. I believe they did re-sign Jackson Haynes to a 1 or 2 year deal, and he provides a little bit of rim protection. But having Ayton out there, you have a little bit of depth at that kind of thing. And let's face it, you and I both talked about it on the phone the other day about how Ayton. I think people like to pile on him in his Phoenix years down here in the Valley of the Sun a little bit. And he was a double-double machine. Like, when he was playing well, like, you can count on him getting double-doubles. And something like that, and with the addition of Luka, everybody, all that defense just goes right to Luka. Ayton's going to be available for lobs, easy buckets right at the rim with a guy like Luka and even LeBron. So I do think Ayton adds some depth on the front line and rim protection and rebounding, that kind of thing, to the Lakers. But, look, we just got to see how it plays out. Everybody gets all excited about all this stuff. But at the end of the day, you just got to see how the chemistry develops. You got to see how all this kind of plays out and see if it actually is a good match.
So looking at the Phoenix Suns, our local team here, Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, Nigel right. Hayes, Davis, and then Mark Williams. I like the Mark Williams pickup a lot. Jalen Green, a young guy. Dylan Brooks, a hard-nosed NBA ball player. And then obviously you lose the big dude, Kevin Durant, but that didn't seem to go so well here anyway. How do you feel about the Phoenix Suns? Because I don't think they're going to be great, but I don't think they're going to be god-awful either. I think they're, somewhere between that 7 to 11 range maybe in the Western Conference. I think they're just on the outside looking in of making a real playoff spot. But do you like what they've done, or do you dislike what they've done?
We both knew, and everybody in the Valley of the Sun knew that KD was going to be unloaded. Like, they had to get rid of
that. Yeah.
I'm with you, and I hear the music there, but I think it's, somewhere between 7 and 11 in the standings in the West.
We'll take that break right now because we both hear the music, and we'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world on the other side, but some great action going on Wimbledon on my screen, so I love what I'm seeing. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. All right, bro. We've been talking a lot about the NBA for a while. I do want to switch gears with you. And talk some NFL football, maybe even get a little college football in. And then next segment, we're going to have the great Ari Wolf join us. So be prepared for that as well. So NFL-wise, my friend, we've started to talk a little bit about like what we think could and couldn't happen. But ultimately, you know, you and I love NFL football. And it's kind of funny that I'm thinking about this right now because I obviously play fantasy football, and yesterday the fantasy football group chat started getting crazy, and people were all juiced up about our NFL fantasy draft, and then finally, like this guy, you know, the guy that runs it is trying to see who's in and who's out. Finally, I'm like, okay, we know who's in. Well, when are we doing this draft? And you know, like the guy's like, oh, it's right around the corner. Well, our draft isn't until August 31st. So, like, you know what I'm trying to say here, man. My point is this, is that people can't get enough of the NFL, and these guys are geeked up for something that's almost 2 months away. So,
right.
NFL football is king. We love it. And ultimately, it's the greatest soap opera for men, maybe besides the NBA free agency market, right? Like, those two things in themselves are literally right. That's all man stuff, man, right? Like, for real. I'm not kidding. The NBA free agency is like, insane. And then the NFL, from week to week, there's not a more week-to-week league than the NFL, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the only other week-to-week league other than the NFL is college football. Like, I always look forward to Overreaction Monday, you know, between the NFL and college football with the games that have been played. So, yeah, I mean, I don't do the fantasy thing. My son does it. He told me the other day he's looking to, he won his group last year, I guess. So he goes, Dad, I'm just looking to dominate again and go back to back with my titles. And I'm like, okay, toxic masculinity, just settle down over there. Just, it's fantasy football, relax. But yeah, I mean, football's football, man. It's king in this country, and you and I could talk football for 2 hours any time of the year and people would listen. Like, yeah. It's that kind of popularity. So it's all good to me, man.
So looking at some of the free agents that are still out there, like a Rasul Douglas, who played for the Buffalo Bills, Amari Cooper, a wide receiver, also played for the Buffalo Bills, Asante Samuel Jr., Mike Hilton, like there's some. Keenan Allen is still out there, and Keenan Allen had a pretty solid year as a really old, crafty veteran, man. Like, I don't know. Do you think there's anybody still out there to go get? Like, Javon Clowney. Like, how is Clowney still available right now? Seriously, man. That guy's a good edge rusher. I don't get it, bro. So, out of the free agents out there, is there anybody that kind of gets your mind like wandering at this moment? Von Miller still out there, like that guy. Yeah. You know, he's a former Super Bowl guy.
Yeah, and Von is one of them. Amari Cooper is another one. He's just a good. He's a great vet. Runs great routes. He's a good teammate. All that kind of stuff. And you wonder if some of these guys are kind of. Maybe they're not actively looking for a job, but they're seeing where the openings are going to be and where they can be, where it can benefit them from like a personal standpoint and a team standpoint. And I think teams are kind of looking at that as well in terms of what are we going to, when we come out of camp, what are we going to need? What do we think we're going to need? Where can we build depth? Those kind of questions. And I'm with you, like Keenan Allen, how is Keenan Allen still out there? You talked about Clooney. You know, it's almost like a who's who a little bit of who's left, in terms of putting these guys on a team and seeing how it benefits them.
I'll tell you what, if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, just kind of looking at their wide receiver core, it's pretty young, it's pretty inexperienced. I got to tell you, this would be a perfect spot for an Amari Cooper and or a Keenan Allen to come in and be like that crafty veteran that they're kind of missing. So... I kind of have my eye on that potentially. The Cardinals could easily go after Amari Cooper and or Keenan Allen, if you ask me. But just kind of looking at things in general, when you look at all of the teams involved in NFL football right now, right? I don't know, man. I think my Green Bay Packers are going to be right back there, bro. And I think Jordan Love has an absolutely huge year this year. Obviously, last year he battled injuries, right? Like let's keep it real. And I think it was somewhat of a little bit of a down year when you think about it. I think this year he comes back and, you know, one more year with those receivers that he has and a little bit more familiarity with the offense with him and Matty LaFleur. I look at Jordan Love as having a huge year this year, my friend.
Oh, I absolutely do too. And I think, you know, he's aging like a fine wine a little bit, isn't he? Like he's getting better and better every year. More he understands the offense more. The playbook is, I think LaFleur is absolutely has the entire playbook open for him now. And I expect Green Bay to do some damage, this year. You know, to me, Philly's still the queen of the ball, being the defending Super Bowl champs. But
sure.
I think Green Bay can certainly give them a run for their money, and I could see them beating Philly, you know. But I think it's going to be interesting in Kansas City, how they react just being dog stomped in the Super Bowl. Like how does that look, you know, with everybody in Kansas City. Pittsburgh's going under. Need some, you know, they have some big change. They traded, you know, Mika Fitzpatrick to Miami for, I mean, yeah. They basically swapped safeties And so, you know, they bring in DK Metcalf and, you know, the quarterback situation there. And, you know, will that rookie quarterback Will Howard from Ohio State see any time this year? And what does that look like with Aaron Rodgers? And I mean, there's so many storylines going in the NFL as there are every year. But, you know, so this year is no exception. But I think there's going to be some great storylines to wait and see how it plays out. Detroit. What's Detroit going to look like, man? They lost both of their top-notch coordinators. How does the head coach replace that? You know, he's a culture builder there in Detroit. So what does that look like? Chicago, you know, with Caleb Williams going into his, you know, second year, what does this look like? Type of thing. So, you know, in your division, Andy, in that NFC North, things could get kind of spicy, as my daughter likes to tell me, with teams. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think that NFC North is going to be interesting to look at. Minnesota, good God, you know, like what's going to happen up there? So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, for sure.
Okay, a team that we don't talk that much about, but they had a pretty good season last year, and I'm wondering what you think about their ceiling for this season, and that's the Denver Broncos. I think they kind of surpassed people's thoughts of what they could do last season. So coming into this season, could they push the Kansas City Chiefs? You know, could they push for another playoff spot this year, and could they do some damage?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Bo Nix. Like, you know, look, Denver found its quarterback. And, you know, I was pushing Bo Nix for a long time. I'm like, this is the perfect setup for Bo Nix, who's just a gym rat. I mean, that guy soaks up information unlike any young player I've seen in a long time. He can make the throws. And, you know, I do think Denver can make some noise, push for that playoff spot, but the Chargers as well. Chargers in that same division have retooled. I think the Raiders may have got a little bit better as well. So, you know, Kansas City just can't sit there and put it in cruise control in their own division. They gotta come to play, because there's other teams in that division, like a Denver, like an LA Charger team that I think can push them.
I definitely think they can push. So, you know, winning games, like, you know, a lot of people thought it was smoke and mirrors and this and that. They were getting lucky. They might need a little luck again this year. We got to take a break. I do hear that music, so we'll take a pause for the cause. And then on the other side, we'll talk to the great Ari Wolf about Wimbledon and maybe even get into some NFL with him. And who knows what else is on our minds. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
We'll be right back. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And right now we are very lucky to talk to Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. He's all over the map when it comes to talking sports. You can see him on ESPN, Stadium Networks, and the TC, the Tennis Channel, which I'm excited to talk to him a little bit about some Wimbledon action. Good morning, Ari. How are you today, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
No complaints, man. I'm in the Valley of the Sun. I know you're back in Wisconsin, the Mad City, having some good quality time with the family. So I really do appreciate you taking time out with us here on the 4th of July weekend, my friend. And what a better time, right? We got Wimbledon to talk about.
We got tennis to talk about, tennis on the grass. It's my favorite time of year. It just looks so beautiful at Wimbledon. And, look, we've got both on both sides, the men's and the women's. I think we have great storylines shaping up. I really think, if you look at the women, it's Sabalenka's tournament to win with all the other seeds gone. But will she be able to overcome all the baggage of never having won there? Is she ready to get across the finish line? She's in a really tough battle right now with her old doubles partner. And then, I think on the men's side, I'm super excited because Djokovic is showing great form. I see a Djokovic Sinner semifinal that I can't wait to watch. And then I really feel like it's going to be Alcaraz on the bottom side of the draw. So whether it's Alcaraz and Djokovic again, or it's Alcaraz and Sinner this time in the final at Wimbledon, I think we've just got a lot of great stuff to look forward to. Tennis is in a very good place.
So a quick question for you, because Taylor Fritz had some really tough matches, obviously, early in the tournament. But today, my friend, he gets a really nice, I don't know, what is he out there for, 10 games? And then, obviously, he gets the other guy to retire. Does that bode well for him going into week two?
Well, I think it does. Look, we've seen him have great success, right? He's been knocking on the door. He was a finalist at the U.S. Open last year. I think the grass really suits his game. He's playing great. He won again this year at a tune-up event in Eastbourne. He seems to love playing on the grass. And look, Kieran Khachanov and him, I think, sets up to be a very competitive, hard-fought match, but I give Fritz the edge. So then we would have a Fritz-Alcaraz semifinal, and look, I just think that Alcaraz is the best player in the world on grass, and so I think that even if Taylor plays his very, very, very best tennis, I don't see him coming through that match. But Taylor has overcome a lot this year. It has not been a smooth ride. He's playing some great tennis. The grass court season has really elevated his game. He looks really healthy. So I love what he's doing right now. Again, he's, to me, is the guy closest to the breakthrough. I do think, ultimately, that the first American to win a slam is going to be Ben Shelton, but I think Taylor Fritz is a guy all American tennis fans can rally around, because I feel like he's making the most of his opportunities. Like, he doesn't have these incredible elite weapons. He's a great player, but he's, through hard work, made himself a top five player in the world. And I don't know if you look at any of his strokes or his serve and say that any one of those things is top five in the world, but together, he's made himself into one of the best players in the world.
Well, you know, good morning. Hope everything is great up there in Wisconsin and you're having a good time. My question is simply this. Does Rublev have a chance against Alcaraz?
Well, if they were playing on any other surface, I think it'd be super competitive, and I think Rublev could win a set today. I think if you're going to get Alcaraz these days, you better get him early in an event. I feel like the longer he goes, the more relaxed he is, the happier he is. He gets into a nice routine. Look, I love Andre Rublev, and he's been getting a lot of attention. You know, the people who really pay attention to tennis all year round, you know, he did a documentary, and we've learned a lot more about Andre and some of the demons that he's been fighting off the court and some of the demons he's been fighting on the court. So I think there's a level of sort of empathy and love for him that maybe hasn't been there before for the hardcore tennis fan, but this is just a really tough matchup. I mean, Alcaraz's athleticism on the grass really shows itself, because the little adjustments you have to make on a grass court at the very last moment, that kind of separates the athletes, right? And I think that's where you see, like, Djokovic with his flexibility, his ability to be like guys like Gumby out there. He can stretch himself and contort himself in a million positions. That really helps you on a grass court. So I don't think that that's the strength of Rublev's game. He can rip the cover off the ball. He hits great ground strokes, but he doesn't finish well at the net. Does not have an overwhelming serve. So I think this is a really tough test for Andre Rublev. Look, it would be for anybody, but I think Rublev's a guy that's easy to root for, but I don't think he has enough fireworks to take care of Alcaraz.
I'm right there with you. That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, joining us here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, we mentioned it briefly, but all those top seeds going out in the women's draw, right? The 2 through 5 right away, and then the Americans on the other side, the men's draw, they went out pretty quick. Tiafoe, Tommy Paul, etc. Just out of curiosity, do you like that there's a lot of parity in tennis? Or, you know, like other sports, it always seems like, you know, the best get there. Whereas in tennis, especially on the women's side, there seems to be a ton more upsets. And honestly, I love that about tennis. What say you?
Well, I do like it. Certainly, if it's an American coming up with a really fun upset, I think that, you know, that tickles the fans here in the States. I don't think it's great for sort of tennis in the ultimate macro sense, because what we need are names and rivalries. We need Sabalenka playing Coco Gauff in multiple finals a year, because matches like that drive interest for the rest of the season. So right now it's sort of like with who's remaining at Wimbledon on the women's side, it's like Sabalenka and everybody else. And what we know for sure, to illustrate your point, Andy, is this will be the 9th straight time we have a first-time winner at Wimbledon. So we're just not getting repeat champions. We're not getting dominance at Wimbledon. And look, we love dominance. Roger Federer's won it 8 times. Djokovic has won it 7 times. Nadal won Roland Garros 14 times. Those are the kind of, like, monumental achievements that make tennis a water bubbler sport. You know what I mean? Like, when people are at the office and they're talking about it while they're making their ways around the office. So as someone who's just loves tennis and hope that I'm an ambassador for the sport, it's the big rivalries playing each other on the biggest stages that do wonders for tennis. Just look back at this last Roland Garros. We had 2 non-Americans, Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner, playing, and the whole world was buzzing about it because you had the number 1 versus number 2. So, yeah, upsets are cute and they're nice. And look, when an American can do it, I think we all like it. But I think for the total sport, the biggest names and the best rivalries are what will drive more interest in the sport we love.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. All right, final question on this, and then I know Mike is chomping at the bit to talk to you about the Chiefs a little bit. In general, how do you feel about the game of tennis right now? Is it growing? Is it shrinking? Is it in a good place, I guess, is my question.
All right, so that's a multi-pronged question. Are we talking about players playing, like people picking up a racket for the first time? Because obviously pickleball has influenced that in the United States. I think pickleball is easier to learn. It's a little bit more social. I think it has a lot of things going for it. So I think tennis from a user perspective, I know the numbers are at least decent, but obviously pickleball, you know, is having an impact. In terms of interest in the sport and viewership, look, the more titles Coco Gauff can win, the more it helps American interest in tennis. We are still lacking that breakthrough moment for an American man to win a slam. I mean, it literally blows your mind. It's been 22 years since an American has won a Grand Slam. I mean, wrap your head around that. So, look, if an American wins a slam, I think interest in tennis will immediately have a dramatic positive effect. But until an American man can break through, I think it limits the love for tennis in America. So I think we need that breakthrough moment. I don't care who it is. It could be Tiafoe, it could be Paul, it could be Ben Shelton, it could be Taylor Fritz, but we need someone to do it. I think the women's side and the interest, I think Coco is a transcendent star. She's not just like a tennis hero in America. She's a full-blown celebrity. So I think on the women's side, we're great, but I think for American interest to be where I'd like it to be, we need an American man to win a slam.
Good work, Ari. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Ari, just real quick, because, you know, we know that you do work with Kansas City and the Chiefs in the preseason. My question is, and Andy and I were talking about this maybe 20 minutes ago, is anybody in that division with the Chiefs going to be able to push them like a Denver with Bo Nix or even the Chargers who made, you know, some pretty good changes, in my opinion, to their starting core? What say you?
Well, listen, this is, you know, an annual conversation. I will say last year it died down a little bit about all the teams coming up to get them. But I do think all three teams are better. I think Pete Carroll automatically, from an accountability point of view, will make the Raiders a better team than they've been. I think Denver and Bo Nix, they're pretty good. Justin Herbert laid an egg in the playoffs last year that, frankly, has diminished his brightness to me in his future. I cannot believe how terribly he played against the Texans. It was an appalling performance. So I have red flags now on him. Maybe he's a guy who's going to, you know, put up a lot of great stats but never win any important games, right? I mean, his only other playoff game, right. They were up, what, like 27-0 and lost the game. So I don't know about them, but I know it's everybody's favorite thing who follows the Chiefs is to worry about what's going to happen in the division. For the time being, when you've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they're the class of the division. Yeah. I am concerned about their ability to win a Super Bowl this year. I don't know that the upgrades on the offensive line are good enough, because Patrick Mahomes has started in 5 Super Bowls, guys, and in the 2 ones that he lost, the teams that played against him were able to get to him not blitzing a single time with just a 4-man rush. So if they don't get the offensive line corrected, they might be able to win the AFC, but they're not going to win any Super Bowls unless that offensive line returns to an elite level.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Hey, Ari, let me ask you this. This is kind of a real random question I just thought of off the top of my head. Who do you think makes the biggest jump as far as a squad in the NFL, and who do you think makes a backward jump in the NFL this year?
Well, all right, so to say it's a jump is crazy, but you know, I do think that by the end of the year, like, the Lions didn't look like the Lions were supposed to look like. So, you know, if you're a Lions fan and you can stay healthy, I think you're every bit in the conversation. I know it ended miserably. The other team that I think is really an immediate contender is the Washington Commanders, because their quarterback is so good and they've made some improvements. Yeah, look, they were a wild card team. They're in a tough division. I think Washington is going to be right there. In terms of, you know, teams potentially coming down, you know, people are going to be surprised to hear this, but I thought both Buffalo and Kansas City overachieved last year. If you look at the scores, particularly of Kansas City games, they won a ton of one-score games. I mean, they had some magic luck. I mean, they blocked a field goal against Denver. It was like a 30-yard kick, you know. I just think that everything went their way. I think the Chiefs are going to win that division, but I don't think they're going to win 14 games. And I think the Bills, had a real, like, everything kind of came together for them last year. I just don't think top to bottom the Bills have as good a roster as everybody else does. So those are a couple teams I think to look at. I also wonder what are the Rams going to look like this year? They're one of my teams that they could win 11 or 12 games, wouldn't surprise me, or they could win 8 games. I just don't, you know, you've got an aging quarterback with a team that's a little bit in flux. They've decided to bring Stafford back and try to take another run at it with this group. Not sure what's going to happen there, but I can tell you this, guys. We're like less than a month from the start of training camp. We're only a few weeks away. I'm headed out to Kansas City the very beginning of August for the weekend, watch a couple days of camp, and then our first preseason game is where you guys are in Arizona, August 9th. So we'll be out there. So I'm just so excited. Look, I mean, I love all sports. I love tennis, but the NFL is king, and I just can't wait for it to get cranked up.
I might have to find my way to see how I can hang out with you that preseason game, Ari.
No kidding. You got a lot of media juice down there. Let me know if you're in the building. We'll have you come up to the booth. You can meet Trent. Trent Green's my analyst, great guy. Kenny Checks will be on the sideline. So super stoked to get the preseason underway in AZ, and let's see if we can't get you in the building so we can say hello in person for the first time in a couple decades.
Oh, I love it, man. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to figure out a way to make that happen. Stick with us through the break and do parting shots with us, if you will. The great Ari Wolf joining us here on the program. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with the great Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You can see him all over the place. TC, NFL Network, and with the Kansas City Chiefs in the preseason. Ari, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot is, and this is because of my love of women's tennis, I want at all four slams, starting in the quarterfinals, for the women to play best of five. And the reason they should play best of five, if you want to have equal prize money, you should spend an equal amount of time on court. And I'm still hedging this a little bit by only asking for it from the quarterfinals on, because I know in terms of time on court and scheduling and all that, it could be very crazy. But I would love to see a best of five women's quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals at all four majors. That is my take.
Mike, how about you, brother?
My final take is I'm just happy to see Larry Fitzgerald's kid get an offer and go to Notre Dame. See these kids of, you know, hyper athletic, you know, players, you know, have their own shine and everything. So congratulations to Devin Fitzgerald, Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
My parting shot is this, man. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Hope you had an awesome time with family and friends, especially you, Ari Wolf, who is back in Madison, Wisconsin with the family, my friend. Appreciate you joining us today, too. Great stuff, as always, from Ari Wolf. We also had John Poulter, and appreciate Robert on the other side for making it all possible for us. For Mike Wilson, for Ari Wolf, for John Poulter, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.